It is a stormy Friday afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. This high-impact winter storm continues into tonight, though it will gradually wind down this evening, so the snow should wrap up by midnight in most areas, though a few snow showers or flurries may linger after that. Snow amounts have been quite impressive. We talked about the higher elevations picking up the most snow with this storm, and they're certainly cashing in. But even in our valleys, the storm has really overperformed in terms of snowfall, with heavy snow in and around the capital region, west into the Mohawk Valley. Before the storm is done, many of us will have a foot or more of snow accumulation. Amounts will be lighter across the far north, where there hasn't been much snow near the Canadian border, and also in areas to the south and southeast of Albany, where mixing has occurred. Of course, with the snow around, travel conditions are quite slick in our area, and that's going to be the case heading into tonight. So if you don't have to travel, then don't. If you do have to travel, prepare for slippery roads and snow-covered roads heading into the nighttime hours. Another thought with this heavy, wet snow: if you're not in good physical condition, don't try to shovel the snow. And even if you are in good physical condition, be sure that you take frequent breaks, as this is going to take quite a bit of effort to clear the snow across our area. And the other concern with the wind combining with the snow is there's still a threat for power outages. So even if the power is on right now, it may go out this evening, though the good news is the winds will ease up a little bit heading into tonight, but it will still be on the breezy side. And there's good news about the weekend weather. We're going to be in a decent shape coming up during the day tomorrow. It still looks fairly gray, though. Could see a spotty rain or snow shower through the day, but it's not going to be a big deal. It'll be breezy, but not as windy as today, and temperatures will climb into the 30s and low to mid 40s. Sunday looks to be a little bit brighter with partly sunny skies. Temperatures will be up around 40 degrees, and it looks like conditions will be bright heading back to work and school on Monday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, cloudy, snow tapering to flurries and snow showers, breezy, low 26 to 32. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few rain or snow showers are possible, breezy and cool, high 35 to 40. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, cloudy, snow tapering to flurries and snow showers, breezy, low 26 to 32. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few rain or snow showers, breezy and cool, high 35 to 40. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, cloudy skies with snow tapering to flurries and snow showers, breezy, low 28 to 36. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few rain or snow showers, breezy, high 38 to 44. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, cloudy with snow tapering to flurries and snow showers, breezy, low 28 to 34. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few spotty rain or snow showers are possible, breezy and somewhat cool, high 38 to 44. Region-wide on Sunday, partly sunny, with highs in the upper 30s to low 40s, and on Monday, mostly sunny, with highs in the upper 30s to low 40s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.